Sports Wrap with Tholakele Mganga.
Tholakele, the phone's ringing for you in studio. Someone's trying to phone you.
No, it's not for me, it's Palisa.
Please excuse our phone ringing in studio for whatever reason that may be. So, Tholakele, Premier League, it's the final day.
Yes.
But we all know, right?
We know who the champions are. We know who'll be playing the UEFA Champions League.
Can you believe that Liverpool hasn't made it into the Champions League?
Good. That 7-0, they can put it in the trophy cabinet. Anyway, yeah. But we'll be back in the Europa League by like halfway through next season. It's fine. Let us enjoy
this moment. The optimism of a Man United supporter.
The issues are already sorted. We know who the champions, we know who are the champions, who's going to play in the Champions League. There's just a small matter of deciding who will possibly be in the Europa League. Liverpool and Brighton are confirmed, but because both Manchester clubs are involved in the FA Cup final, there does become an opportunity for the likes of Brentford and possibly Tottenham to also play in the European competitions. But at the bottom, that's where the real situation is. Southampton have already been relegated. So one between Everton, Leicester City and Leeds, two of them will be relegated because Southampton are already down. To think about the fact that in the past 10 years, Leicester have gone from champions of this league to possibly...
Someone's phoning you again.
It's not me! To go from champions over the past 10 years to possibly playing in the championship for Leicester City, it's... How do you even begin to tell that story? Because the ups and downs of the Premier League and how...
I think it's a story about money and all sorts of stuff.
It is about money. And of course, you remember they did lose their owner who unfortunately died in that plane crash as he was leaving the ground. And you wonder how much investment has been put into the club since he stepped away from it. Do the rest of his family have as much emotional attachment to the club as he did? But then Everton, they're also giants of the Premier League. They could also go down. And Leeds... They've had three managers this season, and they brought Sam Allardyce back with 7 games to go. It was always going to be a lot of hard work for him to come back and save the club.
Nedbank Cup final this weekend as well.
Yes, Jose Riveriero, he'll be looking to cap off his first season in South African football with his second trophy, because remember he did win the MTN 8. But it's, I think, for both coaches in Brandon Trata and Jose Riveriero, they both have wonderful stories to tell this campaign. Brandon Trata would have actually been in charge of AmaZulu in that MTN 8 final had the club not sacked him roughly 2 weeks before that. So he'll also be looking for his first final as a coach. Skukune United, as the club themselves, they'll also be looking to cap off what has been a pretty impressive campaign. They finished 7th in the DStv Premiership, possibly looking to stop one of the biggest clubs in South African football and win the maiden trophy in any competition.
And then, of course, for our Cape Town listeners, yes, it's a massive weekend because Cape Town really gets behind the Stormers. I've been in Cape Town for earlier games, and it's amazing to see how Cape Townians come out and support the Stormers. So I'm sure the URC final is going to be all that.
It's sold out. They're the only team to have reached both finals of this competition. They are the defending champions. They take on Munster, who caused an upset in the semi-final by beating Leinster, who were the log leaders. But surprisingly, the Stormers have actually never beaten Munster in this competition. So even though they do have that home crowd advantage, they do know that on paper, it shows that they don't have Munster's number.
I think the pitch is going to be crucial tomorrow. No, really, it's turning up a lot already in the captain's practice. So let's see what happens there. All of the luck to the Stormers in the URC final this weekend. Thank you, Tholakele.